do. All the trouble you put me through. 16 candles, they're on my wall. And here am I, the biggest fool of them.
.502 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm the Doctor. And we're going to wrap up this TARDIS Jukebox edition of Everyone's Getting Involved, a tribute to the Talking Heads' Stop Making Sense album that was just released last week. We're going to wrap this up with Chicano Batman and his version of Cross-Eyed and Painless.
Got the message from the oxygen. Make
And that wraps up our look at Everyone's Getting Involved, the tribute to Talking Heads' Stop Making Sense. A lot of fun. As I said earlier, I still 10 times out of 10 prefer the Talking Heads versions, but it's great to see everybody else go through the workout. And you know, actually that last song, Cross-Eyed and Painless, that's something I'll do at karaoke. So watch out, people. Anyhow, we will be back with the authorized bootleg, or whatever you want to call it, the advanced copy release of No Name by Jack White right after this.
This is the city where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal.
Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
All right, now last week, apparently anybody who walked into Third Man Records in either Nashville or Detroit on a particular day was handed a free copy of a new album by Jack White. The sleeve was blank, the disc itself was blank, except that the A-side had No Name stamped on it. And apparently that is the name of the new album coming out this week, because while this one had no track names, nothing, it was just basically handed out to people. Later on at shows, they've been selling the actual release version with, you know, images on the cover, song titles, all the usual record things. So you will be able to buy a copy of this if you haven't found one already. But here at WMFO, we have it for you to listen to until that point in time. So track one, off of No Name by Jack White. Here we go.
Thank you.
Now, I'll give you this. This is basically the only Jack White solo album in quite some time I've listened to more than once. And I am enjoying No Name. For reasons, though, I did skip track two here. And we go right to track three.
Stay alive. And when I'm in my home,
7 of your friends that you are listening to WMFO and the pre-release version of No Name, Jack White's new album.
It's a more compelling example of functional impact, separating truth from fact. And I'm for the deadly greenbacks, but I'm gonna put up a fight. Yeah, but that's alright. You're the only one I'm gonna call tonight. You'll kill me if you don't kill me.
Yeah.
Coming up next, track number 8 on No Name. You can find the titles on the internet if you look. But I'm lazy. I'll wait for the release. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. It's 5:34.
Thank you. what I mean. The people feel they're under siege from what they can't believe. From what they can't believe. Yeah. And I wanna go where you go. Underground. And I wanna know what you know. What's underground? We'll be right back.
And here's track number 12. Two more to go. Counting this one. Wrapping things up with Jack White's No Name, officially released later this week. It's track number 13.
From falling water to waterfall.
hope you liked that. Jack White, the No Name album, due to be released on August 8th. But if you had walked into Third Man Records last week, they would have just handed you a pre-release copy over the counter. I didn't get one, of course. Those are running like $750 or more a piece on the internet right now. But you can find downloads if you go looking for them. Or, you know, a couple days, buy your own copy. All right. 9 more minutes of TARDIS Jukebox to go. And the doctor brings you Margot Gurion and Sunday Morning from 1968.
Sunday.
Yeah.
And that's Mr. Elevator in the Brain Hotel, bringing us up to the end of another TARDIS Jukebox for the week. We will see you next Tuesday at 4 o'clock, if not before, seeing how it's summertime and there are plenty of holes in the studio that can be filled up with a little TARDIS Jukebox. Anyhow, you are listening to WMFO in Medford. You are right where you ought to be, so stay here. Listen.
Got away with murder, maybe once or maybe two. Something happens in the morning when I can't see those failing eyes. I can't find a good word for you. Does it come as a surprise?